USA Radio News.
At a 4th of July event in Fremont, Ohio, Congressman Jim Jordan spoke out against a report that he turned a blind eye to alleged sexual abuse at Ohio State University when he was an assistant wrestling coach.
Stuff that was said yesterday that's just not accurate. I mean, it's not, just not true. I mean, Mike Russell Force was, was a friend, but something's changed. Things he said are just not true. We knew of no abuse, never heard of abuse. If we had, we'd have reported it. And if in fact there, if in fact there's problems, we want justice for the people who were victims, obviously. And as I said, we're happy to talk with the folks who are doing the investigation.
Today, Joey Chestnut ate 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes to become your Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest champion. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
China is reportedly looking for an ally in a trade war with America. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Reports are China is pressing the European Union to form an anti-U.S. trade alliance, though according to Reuters, the Europeans are so far not expressing any interest. China reportedly suggesting launching a joint action against President Trump's trade tariffs at the World Trade Organization and also offering to then open up more of its markets to EU companies. Chinese and EU officials are scheduled to meet for a trade summit in Beijing on the 16th and 17th of July. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Cities and towns across the drought-stricken western United States are skipping 4th of July fireworks because of fears they could spark wildfires. Instead of fireworks, cities in California, Arizona, and Colorado will illuminate the night skies with drones equipped with LED lights. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Todd Jones is the veteran and president of BBMC Mortgage. Todd created a veterans index to help veterans find cities that are veteran-friendly when it comes to home buying and places they'd want to live. Todd joined Fox Business to talk about what factors went into creating this index.
When we put the BBMC Veterans Housing Index together, we basically wanted to say, okay, what are the keys that make a community great for a veteran to live in? And so we came up with three major factors. First is veteran housing affordability and availability. Then veteran community and services available to them in those local communities. And then ultimately, just overall quality of life in the market. And the housing aspect of it, we really came down to median home price in that specific market as compared to the average VA loan price or loan amount in that specific market. The community was average number of veterans per 100,000, and VA facilities per 1,000 vets. And then quality of life came into median unemployment rate, crime rate per capita, as well as school rank. And it was really, really interesting to see how these it turned out. It really seems to me that smaller town and midtown America has really embraced veterans and has been a place where veterans can thrive and really find very affordable homes using their VA loans. These are the markets that don't steer veterans away from using the markets. You can see a significant increase, and these are places that our veterans may want to go check out.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.